Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amud Bey, it says that was your test. So I'm going to start by the Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Most probably. Okay. I'll talk to you about it.
Going back a little bit.
I'll go back a line or two. So basically, Rava had mentioned before that Rav Yossi holds the Shita of Rav Akiva, which says that the words Yitma can be read Yitameh, and therefore you can learn out extra things. Or Kiva learned it out that you can even get a shlishli by a Dvar Chulin. So, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Basic. So, and then we said before, how can you say, right, then Ravina said to Rav Ashi, how can you say that Rav Yossi holds like Rav Kiva? We know that Rav Yossi doesn't hold like Rav Kiva, and Rav Kiva doesn't hold like Rav Yossi. So then we answered, oh no, Rav Yossi doesn't really hold like Rav Kiva, but he just was saying, if you hold Rav Kiva Shita, Yitma, Yitameh, then this would be the outcome. So now, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Bishlam Rav Yossi, Lassar, Valeh, Rav Kiva, we know, we could find where Rav Yossi doesn't hold like Rav Kiva. And then we're going to try to ask, well, how do we know that Rav Kiva doesn't hold like Rav Yossi? So again, Rav Yossi doesn't hold like Rav Kiva, meaning that Rav Yossi does not hold that you can get a shlishi by chulin. Right? You only get a sheni by chulin, shlishi by kodesh, by truma, revi'i by kodesh. Right? So, Bishlam Rav Yossi, Lassar, Valeh, Rav Kiva, the signing, the following brisa. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Minayin li'revi'i by kodesh shehu pasol. How do you know that when it comes to Kodesh, you can get to a fourth level, and it's Pasul. It doesn't transmit further. It's just Pasul by Kodesh. He says, V'dinhu. It's a Kal V'chomer, essentially. And it says by Yoledes. The Pasuk says by Yoledes, right, Rubam Losi make the Hara Levein Uvas, Tavi Kevitz, Ben Shlosol, Yolel, Ben Yonah, Osor, Lachatas, Al Pesach, Al-Amol, Al-Kohen, V'hikriv, Ulfnei Hashem, V'yitupera, Levet, V'tahara. So you see that, it sees that she's not allowed to eat kachim or come into the mikdash until she brings her kabanos. That's the thing. So she has her mikvah, she goes to mikvah, but she has this idea of mechusar kippurim. That's where we get the concept of mechusar kippurim. So we see that the yoledes, right, when she finishes yomei tahara, then she brings the kevitz bench nasol yolah, then she can come into the base of mikdash, and then she can touch kodesh. So therefore, until she is mechusar kippurim, or touches kodesh, passes the kippurim. The Gemara says, Umay Mechusar Kippurim. So you have this concept of Mechusar Kippurim. The person who has done through the Tahara process except for the fact that they have not brought their korban. Right? Shemutar b'truma. They are mutar to eat truma. They're a kohen, or an ishus kohen. They may partake in the truma. Nevertheless, she's in the pasuk, it's pasul b'kodesh. If pasul is kodesh, makes it no good. So we're going to bring shlishi. We have the concept of a shlishi l'truma that we say that is pasul l'truma. Right, if a truma can get to a shlishi level, so the shlishi is pasul the truma, right? Eino din she yaseh revi'i b'kodesh. So too, it should pasul the kodesh to make it a revi'i. Right, that's the Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says v'lamadnu. So we learn. So that's getting a revi'i b'kodesh. So lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh min haTorah. We learned shlishi b'kodesh to get to the third level. That we learned that from the pasuk. We don't need a Kal V'chomer for that because then we get into interesting dial issues. And shlishi min haTorah, lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh b'Torah, and revi'i b'Kal V'chomer, and revi'i from this Kal V'chomer. So let's go back now. So shlishi min haTorah, shlishi by kodesh. How do we learn that from dichsiv? Because the pasuk says this is a pasuk by right. This is a pasuk by Sheres, I think, or by Picheres. Pasuk says the habasar and the meat. Asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yeyachel. The meat that touches anything tamei cannot be eaten. So what does anything tamei mean? So mi lo askin the naga b'sheni. Anything tamei means anything tamei. We already know that tumah goes all the way down to a sheni. So that means it's even touching a sheni. The kodesh touching the sheni can't eat. The kodesh can't be eaten because it becomes a shlishi. So I know I have shlishi b'kodesh from the pasuk. And there's revi'i b'kodesh and revi'i b'kavachomer kid amron. And we have the revi'i from the kavachomer that we just heard. Learned. So we have, right, we just learned the Kal V'chomer before, Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim is Mutar B'Truma Pasul B'Kodesh. So a Shlishi, which we just learned, which is Pasul Struma, should also be Pasul the Kodesh. Okay, so now we have Kodesh, third level and fourth level by Kodesh. So now, how does this prove that Rav Yossi does not hold Rav Kiva? As you remember, the Isak, the Daitak Sav Rav Kiva, Nisnei Nami, Rav B'Truma, Chamishi B'Kodesh. If Rav Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva, that there is a concept of shlishi, so then everything starts one more level down. Because Kodesh, Truma is more chomer than Pulgin,
Kodesh is more chomer than Truma. So just start everything one level down. Had he held like Rabbi Akiva, that Yitma Yitameh would get me a third level chulin, then his pasuk of teaching me of Lo Yeachel would teach me a Revi by Kodesh, and would teach me a right the Revi by Kodesh, and his Kal Chomer would teach me a Chamishi by Kodesh, would teach me a Chamishi. It'll go further down. But the fact that he stops, that means he's skipping the third level, the Shlishi by Chulin, does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So Gemara says, now I know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, lo sabra Rabbi Yossi minolan. Where do we see that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Which Rabbi Yossi is he not holding like? What do you mean he's not holding like Rabbi Yossi? So he's not holding like Rabbi Yossi to learn out the Kal Vachomer, I think that we did yesterday, from a Tzvul Yom that passes a Shlishi for Truma. Right? And Rabbi Yossi holds that you can learn, you learn out a Kal Vachomer to passel a Shlishi by Truma, and we also learned out the Mechusi Kippurim to get to the Revi. Basically meaning, if Rabbi Kippur would hold of these Kal Vachomer, then he would drop down, then he would have another level. Right? Rabbi Kippur says Shlishi v'chulin. We don't hear what he said, we don't hear him say anywhere that there's a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kodesh. Had he had the Kal Vachomer, then he goes from 3 to 4 to 5. But if he does, if you don't see him holding 4 and 5, that means he doesn't hold the Kal Vachomer. That means it's a Shlishi by Chulin, Shlishi by Truma, and Revi by Kodesh. That's how he holds. So we're going to prove that he doesn't hold the Kal Vachomer. If he doesn't hold the Kal Vachomer, then he doesn't hold the Rabbi Yossi. So, Amar Leih, how do we know that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva? So if Kahana says back to Ravashi, that had Rabbi Akiva held like his Kal Vachomer, and Pasol Revi by Truma, and Chamish by Kodesh, the Lo Lishtametana Velisne Revi by Truma, and Chamish by Kodesh, Venema Rabbi Akiva. We don't find anywhere in Mishnayos of this concept of Rabbi Akiva holding, or anywhere in Mishnayos and in any Tanaic literature, a Rabbi Akiva holding 4 and 5. If this was a legitimate Shita, that there's 4 by Truma and 5 by Kodesh, it would be mentioned somewhere, and then they would explain, and that's a Shita Rabbi Akiva. I don't see it anywhere. Basically, it's an argument by omission. Tanaic literature omits this Shita. So the Gemara says, V'anon ahachi nekav anismach. Are we allowed to rely on this? Just because there's no Mishnah or no Brisa that doesn't say explicitly that there's a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kodesh, that's how we prove that he doesn't argue that he argues on Rav Yossi's Kal Vachomer? Right? Well, maybe it's somewhere else. You just didn't write it down. Maybe by extension of knowing his Shitas, you can pull it out. I'm saying explicitly, you can pull it out. So what happens? So Nafak Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi went out, the Etamer of Kahanan, some say it was Kahanan, a Dukla Ashkaf, you know what? And he said, you're right, Enchanam, and he went out and he found an explicit proof that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer. How do you do that? Mehad this not, from what we learned in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Okay? So read the whole Mishnah. Klimit Sarfis Masha Batocho, right? Klimit Sarfis Masha Batocho, look like Kodesh, Avalo Lutruma, the Haravi Bakodesh Puzzle, the Hashlishi Batruma. Okay, so what happens over here is we have a kli, right? There are two machale kodesh in a kli on either side of the pot. And one of them, on the basar kotzer, and one of them gets touched, and it becomes tamei. So the kli, the pot, is mitzdarif the two together, as if the two are touching each other, and if you touched one, the other one's also tamei. So the kli is mitzdarif what's inside it by kodesh, but not truma. If I have truma inside a container, and one part of it gets touched, only that part is tamei, the other side does not get tamei. Right? Avalo l'truma. And also, the Mishnah says that you go to Revi by Kodesh, is pasul, and Shlishi by Truma. That's the Mishnah. How is this Rabbi Akiva? So, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Me'eduso se Rabbi Akiva nishnas Mishnah zo. This Mishnah, basically about the tzira, about the combining the two pieces, that was based on the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, who says in the Mishnah in Idios, Hosif Rabbi Akiva, Soles v'ketores v'levona v'kecholim. He included that the flour from the mincha, the ketores, v'levona, and the coals from the mizbeach, she'im nagat ful yom b'miksason, pasal es kulon. He says the kli is mitzarif those items as well. So you see that this whole thing is the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is talking about tziruf, and he's adding other items in tziruf to the rest of the Mishnah is also like him. When the Mishnah Tosfos said what? 3 and 4. Didn't go 4 and 5. Seeing explicitly that Rabbi Akiva holds only to 3 and 4, not to 4 and 5.
Who holds 4 and 5?
Nobody holds 4 and 5. Oh. Nobody holds 4 and 5. As in, we had Rabbi Akiva held of a Kal Vachomer, Rabbi Yossi, he would go down to 4 and 5. Because he holds 3 by Chulin. And if you have a kavachomer, it brings you down to the pasuk will bring you down to four, and the kavachomer will bring you down to five. But if you don't see him holding three and four, four and five, that means he doesn't hold the kavachomer.
The kavachomer we just learned today.
What about about chusik kippurim?
Makes sense.
I think you can ask on it. That's why Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold on it. But the kavachomer is simply chusik kippurim is which doesn't pass the truma passes kodesh. So a shlishi.
Not passes. You don't can eat.
If he touches it, it becomes pasul.
Can eat truma.
Can eat truma.
He can't eat
kodesh.
Can't eat, not pasul. He can't eat kodesh.
Because it makes it pasul. Yeah, because he's still tummy.
Change the language because it doesn't go correctly.
Remember the difference between tummy and pasul?
No, I know that. I'm
okay.
The person who didn't bring the car with me. That person can eat truma, but he can't eat kodesh, right?
Right, because when he touches it, he passes the kodesh. He's not allowed to pass the kodesh. Because he has that level of tumma. It's not just a lav. There's a reason why he can't do it. It's a lav because when by touching it, he causes the problem.
Can he spit in his mouth without him touching it?
Ochlin is metal base of Leah, so probably not. So Mechusik Kippurim, who has no problem by Truma, can't passes the Kodesh. So by Shlishi, who passes Truma, should also pass the Kodesh.
What is
Mechusik Kippurim?
Mechusik
Kippurim is whoever he came. Well, that can be an answer to the. That can be one. That, I can't say he can mess with the Kabbalah. You can say on Mechusik Kippurim, what level of Tumah does he have? You can say the Mechusik Kippurim maintains. No, that's how he messes with the Kabbalah. Yeah, he's Mechusik Kippurim now, but maybe he's coming from being an Av. Maybe he's coming from being a Rishon, and that's why. But the Mechusik Kippurim, at this point in time, he's only missing the Karbanos. He's the Tumah is basically off from him, and he passes Truma. So he's more Chomer than the. So I'm saying the Mechusik Kippurim is mutter b'truma, the Shlishi passes truma. That's the Kavach Omer. So if
so, you're assuming that the reason why he can't eat the kodesh is because he'll render it, maybe because a special lava. A person doesn't bring cannot eat kodesh.
No.
Before he's going to render it, tamei. Is that what?
Yeah.
We're assuming that's the reason.
Yeah, I think it comes from the Gemara in Yevamos. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. Right.
The
Mechusik Kippurim is given the status he's given
the
status that he passes the Kodesh.
Still,
Kodesh is a four. Still, Kodesh is a revi. Is a
re.
Okay. So we proved what we showed that Rav Yossi doesn't hold a Rav Kiva, and now we show that Rav Kiva doesn't hold a Rav Yossi. So now, either Tarvati or Kahana, they go. Now, Rav Kiva had this Kiddush. That you can combine these items in the pot in the kli, and then from the second part, and this is how we're proving it. He says revi is in, right? You can make it a revi chamishi lo shlishi in revi lo. So we said that outside. Let's explain again that from that mishnah, you see that Rabbi Kiva only goes down 3 and 4, doesn't go down 4 and 5. Had he held the kal v'chomer, he would have gone down one further level. Okay.
No.
We don't hold it. They just were saying, wait, Rabbi Kiva who goes to a three. The idea is that everything goes down another level or goes up another level because of the Kedusha. So if Rabbi Kiva holds that cooling goes to three, so then Truma should go to four and Kedusha should go to five.
I'm saying no. I said the
puzzle. Right.
But doesn't that mean that the whole thing is valid for a question?
No. You don't
have that. It doesn't exist. That puzzle obviously cannot
be doing what it's supposed to be doing. Right, but we're thinking maybe Rav Kiva did exist. It doesn't exist. So we had to prove that it doesn't exist. Because based on Rav Kiva's shita by Chulin, it would make sense to say that it does exist, and we know it doesn't. What? No, once you have a three, you just everything drops in another level in the Kal V'Chomer. Right, we don't say that in the end. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to prove from Rav Yochanan that according to Rav Yochanan, the combination by Kachim in the pot is only Din the Rabbanan. And that's going to be Machlokas Reb Chanan. Okay, why do we say that? Alma Kasavar, you see from here, Siruf Midrabanan. That Siruf is Midrabanan. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva testified that what else to combine to become Tameh? The coals and the Lavona.
that if part of them become tamei, the rest of them become tamei. The problem is that the coals and the lavona, they're not michael kachim, they're not liquids of kachim, they're nothing. They're not food. They're what are they? They're just granules, right? Right? Or they're coals. They're not that. So the whole reason why they become tamei from this concept of that we'll see later called chibas hakodesh. The fact that they're special by kachim, so that renders them tamei, right? The greater they are, the harder they fall. Which goes. So he says, so they're only, and that idea of chibas hakodesh only dinder rabbanon. So the fact that they added these tziruf by tumah drabbanon, we have no proof that the tziruf works on a doraisa level. Maybe tziruf works only on a drabbanon level, right? So then the idea by solas and all these things would also be drabbanon. The pliga, and he would argue on Rabbi Chanin, right? Pliga de Rabbi Chanin. The Amar, who says tziruf deoraisa, who says that combining things in the pot is a din deoraisa, because it says in Parshas Naso sheneemar kapa chasa sarazahav meyakitoris, right? It's one cup, 20 silvers filled with toris hakasiv asa kol masha bekap achas. Anything that's in that utensil is considered one. That's what he learns out from it. But therefore, the kli is mitzarev koin to Rabbi Chanin. Okay. Now, tanan hasam. I guess since we mentioned the Mishnah in Idios, we're going back to the Mishnah something in Idios. Tanan Hasam. Okay, this is an Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel of Idios. And again, this is, if you look in the Mishnah of Idios, this is a testimony from our local Kohen, Chananya Skanakwan. This also is from Chananya Skanakwan, which could be another reason why it's brought here. So Tanan Hasam. Al Machas, we have a Tum Machat, a Tumay pin or a needle, right? Al Machat, Shenimseis Bibasar. Okay, you chef the carbon and you find this Tumay needle in the animal. So what happens? Shehasakin, the knife that assumingly here touched the needle, the knife, the hayadayim, and assumingly the hands of the Kohen who touched the needle, those are tahoros. We still consider those to be tahor. The habasar tame. But and the meat is tame. The meat of the animal is tame. I guess you can't burn it on the zbeh, can't eat it, you're saying it's tame.
I'm making an assumption
that it's tame. Right, so we're gonna ask, well, what's the case? You have to ask what the case is. Nimsas baperesh, if you find the needle, I guess, in the excrement of the animal, so hakol tahor, everything is tahor. Because you're assuming you didn't touch it. When you touch shaft, the animal, the animal has, comes out from it. So if you find the needle in there, it's not a problem. Amar Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva then says, Zachinu, there's a big schus here, she'ein tumas yodayim b'mikdash. You see from here, that there's no tumah in the hands in the base of midrash. Hakana made a hakana, one of the yuchas devarim. That since yadayim are hakana, you're saying that your hands have a concept of tumah. But here we see that they didn't make that hakana in the base of midrash. What about the knife, the utensils? There's a whole lot to do over here of what's going on here. All right. So min haTorah, a person can only become tumah from an ava tumah. But the chachamim made a hakana on your hands that touched a rishon. Or even stam yadayim, which is why we washed, even stam yadayim that weren't washed, or that you had hesach hadas from them, that those are considered shnios. And therefore, if they're shnios, they'll pasal kachim and truma, which go down to level 3 and 4. So that's why actually we wash the tefillas yadayim, because we, zeichel truma, yadayim askanis, we wash our hands so that we don't touch the bread. Well, it's a takana to remember that. That's one of the reasons given for tefillas yadayim. But also,
hands are shiny no matter what.
Your hands are shiny no matter what.
Right. So why is
this
washing helping?
They made a takana. Your hands are shiny, and then they made a takana that's how you wash them. But only the hands are tummy, not the whole body, just the hands.
Right.
Well,
ordinarily,
you have to be in a mikvah or whatever. No. Ordinarily, only your entire body is tummy, not just a part.
I know, but I'm saying.
So the takana drabanan. The takana drabanan says that only this part of your body is tummy, and by washing your hands, you get rid of it.
It's not typical shaming.
No, but it's just, it's me the Rabbanan. If these hands would touch Truma or touch Kodesh, they'll transfer a Tumah de Rabbanan to the entire piece of meat. Right. Right. This is what we have waiting for us. It's good stuff. And that's why, you go to Yerushalayim and you go to the excavations, Mikvah, Nachum, I had a tour guide, it was more of a Yiddish speaker. Nacham mikvah, everything was a mikvah. Didn't say anything. Mikvah. They're all over the place because they were very machmir on this. And then you go to the house of the stukim, they were even more machmir on this stuff. And the Dead Sea is even more machmir than the Torah Tyra stuff. So it's not.
See a really big one, but then he used to put the beds in there.
The
bed get tamei or a couch? What do you do?
It depends. Yeah. Well, maybe they were made out of kalim that weren't makabel tumla. I don't know. The bedposts, they're made out of straw. Straw's not makabel tumla. I don't know. Right? Okay. So by the fact here that they said that the Kohen's hands don't become tamei by touching the needle, Rabbi Kiva says, you see that there's no tumas kedayim in the mikdash. We're very lucky they didn't make the kohen tumas kedayim in the mikdash. And now Gemara says, wait a second. V'neima, let's go back to this point. V'neima, ain't tumas yadayim v'keilim b'mikdash. Why is Rabbi Kiva only lauding the fact that there's no takana of tumas yadayim in the base of mikdash? There's also, they made a takana that keilim can be makabel tuma, right, to a certain level, right? He should have also said that there's no tomb of Kalim in the base of Midrash because the knife is also not Tameh. Why is that a question? Because Min HaTorah, a Kli is only Nitma from an Avatuma. But the Chachamim made a Takana that a Mashke, that it's a Rishon, Mashke only becomes a Rishon, so the Mashke that's a Rishon can mitame Kalim. And this Sakin, right, should also become Tameh. But since the fact that Rav Kanin is not Kohen, so the knife is not Tameh, so we keep saying, oh, there's no takanas of Kalim in the Mikdash either. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and here I think I have an historical issue. But Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Itim Rav Yosi, Rav Kanina, Yadayim Kodim Gzeiros Kalim Nishnu. The takana that the Chachamim made about that your hands becoming a sheni, that takana was made prior to the takana of Kalim. So when Mechaninus Kana Kohanim said his Mishnah, the only the Takana of Yadayim existed, Chutz L'Mikdash. So Rekiva says, oh, they didn't make the Takana of Yadayim in the base of Mikdash. The Takana of Kalim came later. But Rekiva is after the times of the base of Mikdash. So the Takana definitely existed by the times of Rabbi Akiva, no? I don't know. So
Amaram is another 60 years after that.
Who?
Yehuda Amaram.
No, well, he's just explaining why. He would just be explaining why. I don't know, maybe Chanin Iskana Kohanim was when? Chanin Iskana Kohanim was before. What?
It
both before and after. Okay.
During and after.
So, right, before the structure. So, Amar Rav, Rav has another question. Vahar Tarvayu Boba Yom Gozru. Wait a second. We learned in Masech HaShabbos, he had the Yudchas Dvarim, that they did it went to the attic, I forgot his name, and they made the Takana. So, they're both the same day there. What do you mean? One was before, one was after. But Amar Rav, Vahar Tarvayu Boba Yom Gozru. Ditznar, because we learned. HaSefer, right? One of the Tanakh. Vahayadayim, and hands. That full yom and someone who went to mikvah is waiting for Harav Shanesh, va Oakland and foodstuffs, the hakelim and kalim shenitmu b'mashkim that became tameh with mashkim, they all become tameh. You see over here, all these gezeros are part of the yudchas dvarim that they made in one day. So how can you tell me that the tumah of yadayim was nigzar before the tumah of kalim? It's the same day. So again, why is Rabbi Kiva just saying, oh, there's no tumah yadayim in the base of the mikvah? What about the tumah of kalim? So El Amar Rava, Rava says, well, wait a second. What tomb of Kalim would you have even thought there have been? Yadayim, I understand. They touched it, they didn't, wonderful. But by the knife, what would it be? Hanach l'tumah sakin, that feel b'chulin nami lo mitame. Because even the situation would have been in chulin, they would not have been tame, they would not have been tumah here either. Why not? Hai sakin de nagab mai. What does this knife touch? What did the knife touch? Elaim of the nagab basar, let's say it touched the food, what we know, ha ain ochel matame kli. Even me the rabbanon, food items cannot be matame a kli. So it's not tame for touching the kli. And that's so elo the nugget b'machat. So then it touched the needle. So, but we know also b'ha ain kli matame kli. The machat's not an avatuma. We assume the machat's a rishon, and a rishon kli is not matame another rishon. So what tum? Granted, okay, they had the takana, but he doesn't have to say, oh, there's no takana for the kalim. You never would have had a problem with the kli over here. Even the chulin, you would have had a problem with the kli over here. That's why I didn't say it.
His hands are sheni, you just said.
His hands didn't. His hands become a sheni if his hands touched the needle.
No, but we said a hand is a sheni no matter what. That was a zero. Hand is sheni, right?
Right.
Hand touching the animal, hand touching the knife.
Okay. But that's all he says. There's no tomb of Yadayim in the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, okay, let's focus on the needle now. This is what you were asking before. Well, let's focus on the needle. So Hai Machat, this needle, my avidite, what happened to it? How do you know it's Tameh? What's going on? In name of Suffolk Machat, if you have a Suffolk as to whether or not this needle is Tameh or not, then we learned Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar, once said, even though the Chavim made a takana on, well, Chad Amar, lo gazru al safek harokim Yerushalayim, the Chad Amar, lo gazru al safek kelim Yerushalayim. One made a takana that, even though there was a gezeirah chachamim about spit, if I see spit and I don't know who it's from,
So if the choshesh that maybe came from a zav or a nida, who they are avatuma, and therefore the roke could be matame of the mukela, right? So therefore we made, nevertheless, they didn't make, that gazer did not apply to the spittle found in Yerushalayim. And so too, one of them said, that even though they made a takana, that a stam keli that's found in the street, we assume it's a rishon, but lo gazer a suffik kelim in Yerushalayim. There's a suffik by kelim in Yerushalayim, there is no gazera. So this needle is a kli, it's a suffik in Yerushalayim, there's no takana. There's nothing to be choshish for. So why would it make the animal, why make the animal tame? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kegon she'avlo machas tmei meis, v'hikira b'basar. I'm not sure what this metzias is. Supposedly there was some sort of pin or needle that touched the mace. So it's an avatoma. We lost it. And when the Kohen finds it in the animal, he goes, oh, that's the needle. So we know for sure that it's an av. It's a real, it had a simen. We know for sure that that's an av. That needle's an av and it touches the meat. It touches the meat and therefore, the meat becomes tame. So if it's an av.
You're still in your Yerushalayim though.
Yeah, but we know, but it's not a suffix anymore. It's a vadai.
Where does he find it? In like when he cuts up the
in the meat.
Steak?
Yeah, when he's cutting it up after he chefs it, and he's cutting it up. He finds
and
it.
He find a little,
maybe it's bigger than a little.
All right, the needle embedded in the meat, and they say, okay,
this. This is the needle. This is the needle that we lost before. It was tummy mace.
Right. So I'm saying the needle found in the rear section of the animals and probably the high animal, whatever.
Yeah, that's one thing. Rashi says machat shal tummy mace shu avatuma. The hamachat atzmo avatzuma, right? It touched an av, so the needle itself becomes an avatzuma. The cher reikucholo because it's metallic and it's cher reikucholo. So therefore, right. So the question is going to be: so if it's an av, so then why isn't? And Rashi said, "Lose that. Why isn't? We said that the hands and the knife are in tame. Well, wait a second. If the needle is an av, and the hands touch it, or the knife touches, forget the takanas the rabbanon." You have hands touching an av, becomes a rishon. You have a knife touching an av, becomes a rishon. So the Gemara says, okay.
The needle's the av.
What?
They're touching the needle, right?
Maybe they are. I think they are touching the needle. I think they are touching the needle as well.
Who's touching the needle?
The knife touched the needle when you shoved it, maybe. And the hands touched the needle.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the Metzius. So the Gemara brings another answer. Rabbi Yossi Amar says no. I don't know how this works. He's not allowed a muzzle, but basically talking about a cow that was muzzled the entire way from wherever it came from to Yerushalayim. First, open its mouth when it's in the base of the Mikdash, and then you find the needle. So now that's not a suffix of a needle in Yerushalayim. That's a suffix of a needle from Chutz Yerushalayim, and that's the kind existed because suffix came in. Are we made them into rishon, and that would mean that the meat is tame, but the hands and the kalim are not tame because then they're on the rabbanon level over there. That would be the metzias. Now Gemara goes back. They made a takana, right? We just said before that we just said that itmar Rav Elazar Rav Yossi Rav Chanina Chad Amar that lo gazer al safek harokim Yerushalayim, even though it's a takana about spit. But they didn't make the takana in Yerushalayim. The chad amar lo gazer safek kelim Yerushalayim. Even though it's a takana of safek kelim outside of Yerushalayim, that they'll be considered a rishon. I guess they're a rishon. This safek, right? This safek does not exist in Yerushalayim. Because otherwise, you're going to tame everything in Yerushalayim, which is a big problem. So gufa, go back, right? Back to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar lo gazer safek harokim Yerushalayim. The chad amar lo gazer safek kelim Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, why are they making a bechidish harokim tanina kelim tanina? Oh, they're telling me this big din. We know that from Abraisa. We already learned this. What are they teaching us? Rokin Tanina, we learned this from Rokin Etnan. It's a Mishnah in Masechah Shkalim. Kol Harukin, all the spittle, Hanimsim B'Yerushalayim, that's found in Yerushalayim, Tahorim. We assume it's Tahor. We don't say it comes from Azava or Azava. Chutz, Michel, Shuk Elyon. Except those are found in the upper market, because that's where the Tameim used to gather. That's where they would go. They wouldn't go any further. So spit found there, it's the Takana of that spit is Tame, exists over there. So why do I need him to tell me that spit in Yerushalayim is tahor? I already have it in this Mishnah. So when it says Lotricha, I need it. Sha'af al gav di ischazek zav. Even if I see a zav walking through the streets of Yerushalayim and I follow him and I see spit where he walked, I don't have to assume it came from him. I can say that it came, that they didn't make the kind of spit in Yerushalayim at all. Okay? Fine. Kalim also. What? You're telling me now that Kalim, they didn't mention the Kana, that Kalim are Tamei Yerushalayim. Tanina, that's also a Mishnah. Ditznan, it's a Mishnah over there. The first one we said was Peres Mishnah Alf and Shkolim. This is Mishnah Beis in the 8th Perek of Shkolim that says, Tnan, Kol HaKalim HaNimtzarim Yerushalayim. All Kalim found in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTvila Tmeim. If you see, I guess the Mikvah had two ways to get it. You had steps down, the Tamei people went down, and the Torah things came up a different way. So if I find these Kalim on the stairs going the stairwell going down, I can assume they're tummy, because what's going on? They were going down and you dropped it. But they're still tummy. So Kalim, right, Hada'alma, so Mashma, only the Kalim going down are tummy, found anywhere else, they're tahar. Mar says, wait a second, the Tameh aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa there says, right, Derech Aliyah Tahorim. The Kalim that come up from the Kalim found on the way up from the mikvah they're tahar. The Hamashmos there is, anywhere else is tummy. So why are you learning Avon racially from the Sefer? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we're doing. So the Gemara says, no. Hada Ella Resha Dafka, Sefer Lav Dafka, Lafuki Gizayosa. They say, no, the Resha is Dafka. The Resha meaning that if it goes finding the way down, they're Tameh, but anywhere else in Shalim, they're Tar. The Sefer is Lav Dafka, meaning if you come finding the way up, it's Tahar. But Lafuki Gizayosa, there are these... It's these small little alleyways. I'm not exactly sure. I don't understand how it looks, right? There's these alleyways or things like that that were next to the steps down, the steps up, that sometimes you would go down with them, sometimes you go up with them. They weren't used exclusively for up or down. They weren't used exclusively. So if you found them, so sometimes you go down, sometimes you go up with them, and things that are found there, we're assuming that those are Tameh, because sometimes you go down using those areas. I'm not sure how that looks in the mikvah. But there's a certain area that's used for both up and down. So found there, since it could be going down, they say that it's tummy. Okay.
What is the reason why they have to make exclusive down and exclusive up? You know what? Why can't they go up and down the same staircase?
Because you don't want the tummy person meeting the Torah people. I'm coming down, going to mikvah, I'm tummy. You just came out, you're coming up, and I bump into you. Right? Go back down and go to mikvah again. You don't want to bump into the tumah. You just got rid of the tumah. Right? You're separate but equal. Right. So fine. Now we're going back to the Mishnah in Idios. Okay. So the Mishnah said, "Ularav, the Amar can go into Abdul Machat Tamei Meis Vekira." That the needle was, as your question before, the needle was from a Tamei Meis, and you recognized. So what happens? And you find it in the Basar. So came into Amar Mar Chalo Cherev. Don't we? And then therefore we learn Cherev Reiku Chalo. We know the concept. We learned last Thursday, right? We learned Cherev Reiku Chalo. So Adav Kalim Nami Nitma. So the Kohen and the knife should also become Tameh, right? They should also become Tameh Midi Araisa. Why? Because they're saying the needle touched by a Tameh Mace, right? Right? The needle that touched the Tameh Mace is itself a Tameh Mace, is an Av. Now an Av Atuma is Matameh Adam V'Kalim, to become a Rishon. So why does the Mishnah say that the knife and the hands are Tahoros? If they're touching the needle, which is an Av Atuma, the Kalim and the person should be a Rishon. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Zoso Meris, this comes to teach us, Azara Rosh Hasharavim he, the Azara of the base of Hamidrash is considered Rosh Hasharavim, and therefore, Behavilei Sufik Tumor Rosh Hasharavim, it becomes a Sufik Tumor Rosh Hasharavim, and called Sufik Tumor Rosh Hasharavim is Fekot Tahar, and the Kohen and the knife is a Sufik Tumor Rosh Hasharavim. Maybe they touched, maybe they didn't touch, I guess, is the Sufik. I guess, I'm not sure what the Sufik is. Maybe they touched, maybe they didn't touch. Right, Rashi says. Now, Zorish is a rabbin, he lutuma. The Adam Besakin, the knife and the person, Suffolk Nuggle B'machazeh, Suffolk Lo Nuggle. V'havei Suffolk Tumor Shus HaRabim, Nesfeik Otara. That's why. It's not, before we assumed that they did touch. Now we're saying, it's just, maybe they touched. So the knife, the needle itself, the meat itself is definitely Tameh because it was touched by this Avatuma. So the meat is a Rishon. Maybe the knife touched the needle. Maybe the Kohen touched the needle. So therefore it becomes a Suffolk. And since the Azor is a Sarabim, therefore it's Tameh. It's Tahar.
But the knife
only
touched the meat.
But
the meat can't make the knife. The meat can't make
the knife definitely touched the meat. But the meat probably can't. No, that's what we said before. That's what we asked before. What's going on here? What would be, don't forget it. Even with chulin, that wouldn't have been a problem, right? Gemara says, "Hi, sakin the nagumai. Ilay the nagumai so ha ain okam atamik kli." We know that a food item cannot be atamik kli item. So the only problem would be if the knife actually touched the kli. But that, when we say there, but we said ain machat mitam, ain kli mitam kli either. Oh, no, only a rishon, a kli that's a rishon tumah can't be mitam another kli. But an abba tumah can be mitam another kli. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second. Now you're telling me now that the Azara is considered a Rishus Harabim, and therefore Sveiko is Tahor. Ha, but let's say this Suffolk came about in a Rishus HaYachid. I don't know where that would be. But let's say the Suffolk came out of Rishus HaRabim. So you have the same situation, where there's this needle, is an Avatuma, you find it, let's say it's not Kachim. You find it, and you shuck it in your house. And there's a Suffolk as to whether or not the knife or you touch the needle. So Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tamehu. That would be a Suffolk, you would be Tamehu. Because that would be a Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid, which would be Tamehu. Alright, but we have another problem. The idea of Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid, and that we go by this, the blur out from Sota, that Rishus HaRabim Tahor, Rishus HaYachid Tamehu, it's not all in all cases. Miftei. Hai Machat, this needle, right? This needle, Dover She'ein Bo Das Lishalhu. It's something that you can't ask. The sun, right? It's something that you can't ask. It's inanimate. Right? You can't ask whether it's talking anything about it. You know why? It's a needle. So you can't ask it. So Dover She'ein Bo Das Lishalhu. And Kol Dover She'ein Bo Das Lishal. Anything that can't be asked, and a suffix is brought about it, right? Beim Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tahor. That is Tahor. Let's go, Rashi.
Whether it's Yerushalayim or not.
No matter what, if it's a suffix, Rashi says, "All right, high rishus hayachid habe sveiko tamei hadavar she'ein bo das lishalhu asakin." This knife, not the needle, the knife that touched it is something that you can't ask. Below garsin hay machat, take away the machat. He's right, Rashi's right, because the machat we know for sure is tamei. It's whether the knife is tamei. Okay, all right. So he says, "Ela michdei davar she'ein bo das lishalhu." It's not something you can ask. And let's go pretty further down. The whole suffix tumi sota gamrinon, because all the suffix tumi learn out from sota. Umas sota rishus hayachid v'al suffix tamei. Av kol suffix tumi rishus hayachid sveiko tamei. Umino mas sota yish badas lishol im nitma imlav. You can ask the sota, did you get become tamei or not?
And she says no all the time though.
But it doesn't matter. The idea is that we're dealing with the essence of the person. Can you ask this person yes or no, and can they give you a response?
Right. But does it help the outcome? No, because you still have to bring.
Does it matter? But can you ask them?
Yeah.
Can you ask a needle?
No,
you can't. Okay. So, kol she'yish bo das lishol, Rashi says. You have that. You know what? You can't ask a needle because it's a needle. It doesn't respond. Okay. Okay, fine. I know. So, yish bo das lishol. Very good. Av kol yish bo das lishol. Going adam, you're talking about a person. Suffolk naga b'sheret, suffolk lo naga. So, yish bo das lishol lisholo im naga b'hu en yodeya. Then he doesn't know. Therefore, you have the suffolk. This guy, if you don't know, then you, but here this guy, what is it? Able das shol doesn't learn out. You don't learn it out from sota. So any suffix by something that doesn't have das is tahor. So this knife, the implication is that because it's in the base of migdash, it's tahor. Had it been rosh hashanah, it would be tamei. But why? It doesn't have das. If it doesn't have das, then any suffix of it's going to be tamei. Tahor, I mean.
But I'm controlling the knife.
Mishum da havi suffix tuma habami adam. The Gemara answers no, because this is the suffix tuma bami de adam, as to whether or not you took the knife and touched it onto the needle. So it goes back to the person. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan suffix tuma habami de adam nishalim aleha. And so you can ask on it. Did you take the knife and touch the needle? Rashi says, Kolomar chashin le tamei oso. Keilu yesh bo das lishol, right? Or lashon achan shalom lebeistim. So vafilu and we say that also vafilu with the suffix is the kli hamunach al garbei karka. If you have a Torah kli that's sitting on the karka, so you can't ask the kli whether or not it touched anything or not. And even though the person, right? Even though the person is not really dealing with it, kedin davar sheyesh bo das lishol. So what's going on over here? Afilu kli hamunach al garbei karka. Kloma Rashi says af al gab the kli tahor. Right, Zeh, Shenola bo ha-suffik, Eim odas lishol. You can't ask the Kli what happened. Maybe a sheriff touched it or not. Ubo lo haya adam osek. And the guy wasn't dealing with the Kli. He wasn't really holding on to the Kli. Sheyeh molicho mevil biyado. He wasn't carrying the Kli. Aval adam asuk betumah. Shainosa sheriff's biyado. Suffik naga b'kli, suffik lo naga. Imer shuzi yachad hu sveiko tamei. And he's, I don't know why he says that. Shuzi yachad hu sveiko tamei. Oh, that's why he had to mention, okay, that's why he had to say the idea that it's a Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Because the only reason why it's Sveiko Tahor in this case is because it was in the Rishus HaRabim. So
therefore Rav Ashi had to say that the Sakin doesn't become Tamei because the Azor is a Rabim, but had it been Rosh HaSayachin, the Sakin would have been considered a Kli that had Das L'shal, because you were dealing with it. Right, since you were dealing with it. So if it's even in Rosh HaSayachin, it would have been Tamei. But here, because it's Rosh HaSarabim, it's Tar. But why? Didn't we just say, for a second... Oh, no, because it's the Safek Hava Yidei Adam, the Safek Hava Yidei Adam, so that brings us back to it being a regular situation. Brings back to a regular situation, and therefore, the only reason why it's Tahor is because it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Had it been the Rishus HaYachid, it would have been Tameh. Had it not been a case of Safek Tumah Bo Yidei Adam, then it would have been an idea of a plea that you aim Bo Das Lishol, and it would have been Tahor in both instances. So comes Rav Ashi specifically, it's only Tahor because it's the Rishus HaRabim, but in the Rishus HaYachid, it would have been Tameh because it's the Safek Hava Al Yidei Adam. Okay, not easy Gemara's. One more day of the Tumah V'Tahara, and then we'll start the second parak on Thursday. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.